When it comes to safeguarding agricultural products, experts say that failure to monitor the spread of plant pests and diseases can have disastrous consequences on agricultural production and food security. But what is being done to minimize the risks of plant pests circulating across borders and regions in the increasingly vast context of global trade? Well, this week in Rome, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is hosting the annual meeting of the Commission on Phytosanitary Measures, or CPM. The CPM's task is, among other things, to review and establish international standards on measures that govern how agricultural products should be handled during trade. Here to explain more about what to expect from the meetings this week is Craig Fedchok, officer in charge of the International Plant Protection Convention, hosted by FAO. Mr. Fedchok, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me here.
To provide a bit of context, how much damage is wrought by plant and pest diseases each year?
Well, it's hard to put an exact figure on it, but it's certainly easily into the millions. And we have some examples in Korea, for example. There's a nematode that affects pine trees. It's doing extreme damage there. And over the past, say, 25 to 30 years, the Korean government, the Republic of Korea, has put in maybe about $250 to $400 million to get rid of this pest, and they're anticipating maybe $45 million this coming year. We can look at the extreme danger to olive trees in Italy, potentially Spain. Recent articles have been written about the potential to really maybe completely eliminate olive trees in these countries, and I know for one I'm going to miss olive oil on my salad if something's not done.
During the meeting this year, are there any particular issues that stand out that are pressing that need to be addressed?
Sure, there are a few. First off, we'll be adopting some treatments, some standards for treatments for fruit flies. Fruit flies are a particularly bad pest for fruits and vegetables. But also, we're trying to get approval from the CPM to move forward with an electronic phytosanitary certification scheme. Big words, but important in the end for traders. And also, we want to generate some enthusiasm and support to hopefully have the UN General Assembly adopt an International Year of Plant Health, and we're trying to focus on 2020.
So what do you hope to achieve by the end of the week?
Well, if we get the approval to move forward with the International Year of Plant Health, I think it'll generate enthusiasm, and we want people around the world to recognize how important plant health is. So that's probably a very critical thing. If we can get the electronic phytosanitary certification effort approved, this will increase and facilitate the ability for countries around the world to trade a little bit more quickly, get products to the market that much more quickly, and hopefully reduce the number of fraudulent certificates, which, of course, corruption is a very big issue around the world. If we can accomplish those two things, we will have accomplished a lot. Plus, if we get the new fruit fly standards and additional standards established, it'll be very good for treating products before they get to market.
If all goes well, what would this mean in practical terms for farmers, governments, importers, exporters, anyone across the chain?
Well, let's take a look at an individual farmer in, say, a small developing country that produces enough, not just for his family, but maybe produces enough to go to market. He might be able to get a better price if that commodity, whatever it might be, could be exported. So normally, there may be a treatment involved to go to another country to prevent the possibility of a bad pest becoming established. And once that happens, you have truck drivers who are going to drive those commodities to the port. You have people at the stevedores at the ports who are going to be loading the commodities on the ships and the ships that will be taking them across the sea. Plus, the country that's receiving them, if we approve electronic phytosanitary certification, will be able to see what's coming in advance and be able to take the appropriate action to make sure the bad pests don't come in. So I think if you look at it from a small farmer in a developing country to a consumer going to the market, everybody gets it.
Mr. Fedchok, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot for having me here.